According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the 2017-2018 flu season was the most severe in a decade, with 80,000 deaths nationwide. The good news is that the most recent flu season, 2018 to 2019, was of moderate severity. The bad news is that the flu season lasted 21 weeks, the longest in a decade. Experts say that the best way to prevent this potentially fatal illness is to get vaccinated. But only 44% of New Mexicans got a flu shot last season. I spoke to Dr. Melissa Martinez, professor of internal medicine at the University of New Mexico Health Sciences Center, to get a handle on what to expect in the 2019-2020 flu season. Welcome, Dr. Martinez.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Let's start off by having you tell us exactly what are the symptoms of the flu and how you can tell the difference between the flu and a cold.
The flu really starts out very much like a cold, with runny nose and congestion, cough. The difference between the flu and a cold is the degree of illness. A lot of times when people get the flu, they get a terrible, terrible body ache. They get really, really high fevers. And there's a much greater risk that they'll go on to have complications that could end them up in the hospital.
Now, what is the best way to prevent the flu?
Honestly, the single best thing that you can do is to get a flu shot. There's other things that you can do, like good hand washing and staying out of public and having good nutrition. But the single most protective thing that you can do for you, not only for yourself, but for your family and those around you, is to get a flu shot.
Are there different vaccines or protocols for the very young and for those 65 and older?
Basically, everybody age 6 months and up needs a flu shot unless they have a contraindication to flu shot, and there's very few contraindications.
And if you're very young, sometimes you have to have two shots, is that right?
That's correct. Anybody who's 8 years old or younger and has never had a flu shot in any season needs to get two flu shots a month apart.
And for those older, I understand there is a sort of super flu vaccine, and is that what everybody 65 and older should get?
There's lots of different flu vaccines to choose from, and there are a couple of vaccines that are designed to help people who are age 65 and over have a better immunity to the influenza. There's the high-dose vaccine, and then there's one where they've added an adjuvant. They've added something to make the vaccine work a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Those vaccines work slightly better in clinical trials, but the trade-off is when you use those vaccines, you're not getting the quadrant valent. You're not getting protected against four types of flu. You're only getting protected against three types, so you lose one of the Bs. So the Advisory Council on Immunization Practices recommends that everybody age 65 and up get a flu shot, and it can be the high dose if people want that little bit extra margin of protection, but the regular standard dose is perfectly fine, too.
Okay. Now, are some people more vulnerable to flu than others?
Well, some people are at greater risk of getting complications if they contract the flu. And that's people, the very old, the very young, people with respiratory problems, heart disease, people who are immunocompromised because they're taking cancer medication or medication to alter their immune system because of arthritis or other conditions.
Is there anybody who should not get the flu vaccine?
Anybody who's ever had a bad, really bad allergic reaction to the flu shot should not get it. Some people who have had a neurologic condition called Guillain-Barré were careful about not giving it to them. So there are some conditions where people may not want the flu vaccine.
What are the most serious complications of the flu?
The most serious complications are pneumonia or respiratory failure. People can get secondary infections, secondary pneumonia, even sepsis and death.
Let's talk about how effective flu vaccines are. As I understand it, the way this works, and correct me if I'm wrong, medical experts determine which three or four viruses are expected to be circulated in the coming flu seasons. The experts then match vaccine components accordingly. To a layperson, this approach seems rather like a riverboat gamble. Just how effective are the flu vaccines?
You're right. It is. They're making their absolute best guess, best based on the science that we have. The World Health Organization looks at what's happening in the Southern Hemisphere when they come to their conclusions.
Let's stop a minute there. They look to the Southern Hemisphere because their flu season will have just happened. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So they look to see what's happening in the Southern Hemisphere and make their best guess based on the flu that they're finding in that hemisphere about what's going to be going on here. And it always seems to go from the Southern Hemisphere to the Northern Hemisphere.
I see. In terms of effectiveness, I think I read where the Center for Disease Control says that flu shots will reduce flu illness by some 40% to 60%, but that's assuming that the viruses in the vaccine are similar or matched to the vaccines spreading in the community. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, it's 40% to 60%, but the more people that are immunized, the better the flu shot works, if that makes any sense.
It does. It does, because of the communicable nature of the disease.
Right. So if 60% of the people around you are immune, you're at much less risk of getting the flu.
Some people are opposed to vaccines in principle, whether we're talking about flu, measles, or other diseases. In fact, the International Working Group on Vaccination and Public Health Solutions has called the anti-vaccine movement, quote, a global crisis, end of quote. How do you account for this anti-vaccine sentiment, and what do you say to people who fear vaccines themselves are dangerous or unhealthy?
Yeah, we certainly are seeing more and more people declining vaccine, and it makes me really sad. I don't think these are bad people. I think they're people that are worried, and I understand in this day and age where there's so much information out there and available, and you don't know. You know, one day coffee's good for you, and another day it seems like it's bad for you.
Right.
I can tell you, as a clinician, I've really looked very, very closely at this issue. And when you weigh the risks of the vaccine against the risks of contracting the disease, for vaccines like flu shots, I really strongly recommend them. I make sure that everybody that I care about in my family gets vaccinated, and I hate to see this happening.
How would you respond to the question about the vaccine being dangerous or unhealthy?
There's no such thing as any medication or any vaccine that's 100% safe. But the risk of having an adverse reaction to the shot are very, very small.
Let's say you've taken all the recommended steps to prevent the flu, but you get it anyway. At what point should you go to the doctor, and what treatments are available?
There are some new antiviral medications that are out that it's not like an antibiotic. You take it, an antibiotic, and it cures you. These vaccines won't cure you, but they may shorten the course of the disease. And for people that have underlying problems like respiratory problems, they're very frail, they may want to seek medical care a little bit earlier. For most of us, it's just a matter of toughing things out. But if people get difficulties with respirations or breathing, if they have very, very high fever, if they're not able to eat or drink, if they're getting terrible headaches, they should seek medical care.
How severe do you think the upcoming flu season is going to be?
I don't know how to predict that. And as far as I can tell, nobody else can predict it, too. I think we're worried that we're starting to see cases early on. And in terms of how severe it is, we'll have to see. Some years the strain is really, really severe and people get very, very sick. Other years people do pretty well. Remember that there's a couple of different types of flu. There's the A influenza that usually kind of generally strikes in November and December. And then there's B that can go as late as February. So I would recommend that people get protected early.
If I hear you correctly, you're saying don't hesitate, don't walk, run and get your flu shot now.
I think October is a perfect time in terms of timing to get your flu shot. And there are lots of venues available for people to get flu shots, not only physicians' offices, but pharmacies, the Department of Health. There are lots of free flu shot events going on.
Do you have any final words of advice for our listeners here at the beginning of the flu season?
Get your flu shot. take care of yourself and your family.
Thanks so much, Dr. Melissa Martinez, flu expert from the University of New Mexico. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.